My first motivation as a representative of civil society organization and also as a young people is to push together with my colleagues that young people can have place in the political declaration and also to really know what is going on, what is the agenda within the next 5 years. And also my other motivation, because this is a very important meeting, is to meet different partners and also to show them in some ways what we are doing so that we can really get a lot of support, because we are proud of what we are doing.
When you say you want to see youth in the political declaration, or you want to see something about your work, specifically what do you mean in terms of what aspect of your work?
In terms of what I really need to see for now is to see the inclusion for young people in general and young people from key population to be included as a special, maybe can I say, target. And also to really know that these are population which are on higher risks. And then for the next 5 years, we have all attention on this group of people. So because we, for the last 3 years, my organization, the National Network of Young People Living HIV in Burundi, we're working with key population and also with young people living HIV. So we need to make sure that what we've been done in last years, we are continuing. Our efforts are not in vain, and also we are not losing our time, but we have support from also governments, different government, and also we have support from other donors that they understand that what we are doing, we are contributing to end AIDS.
So how did you get involved in all this in Burundi? How did you get involved working with youth living with HIV and AIDS?
I personally born with HIV, and then I joined the National Network of Young People with HIV 12 years ago, and then I was there since 2004, and now I'm here.
What has it done for you? What has it done for other youth, the kind of work that you do?
We are doing many things. You can understand 12 years is not nothing. But the most thing we are doing is raising awareness on AIDS, and also raising awareness especially for young people to get HIV tests and then to get treatment if they're HIV positive. The other thing we are doing now is to make sure that people are aware of their sexual reproductive rights, and also they are aware of what they can do, especially to avoid unwanted pregnancies among young people, because this is a very big, big issue in my country. And then we take this as our own issue, because we're also young people. It's about our cousins, about our sister, it's about our neighbors. So we need to raise awareness and also get them to get services. And to do so, we need, of course, to raise awareness, but also we need to get services available for them and to get health facilities opening their doors for young people, which was last year's in the past also. During now, very difficult for them to open those, because sex is a taboo subject in my country, especially in rural area. So we are working on these issues because it's our own issues.
Is it a huge problem in Burundi, the HIV and AIDS epidemic?
Burundi is among countries which were really in progress these days, because our national prevalence is 1.4. But I can say I'm really afraid of what will be Burundi in next maybe year because of the crisis. So our attention is on the crisis, and I'm afraid that we can lose what we have been working on many years ago. So I'm really afraid where we are going now, because the all attention is on crisis, not on health.
That's what I keep hearing from different people, that it's not only Burundi, but because of crisis in Syria and Yemen and other countries, there's a lack of funding now, or there could be in the future less funds. And that's the fear that most people have. Is this something that you'd like to see addressed in these 2 days?
Of course, financing is also another reason of being here, to accompany and to be together with other civil society organizations to raise our voice, saying that we need more finance, especially in this period. I think also Burundi, Syria, and other countries which are in crisis, they also need more attention, more than financing, more attention and more strategy to first come up with the crisis, and also to make sure that we are not going to lose what we invest in last year's.